Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium makes its pitch to take over Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic. And today marks the one-year anniversary of the storm disaster in Haines. We'll discuss resilience and the toll on mental health and its aftermath. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. The region's Tribal Health Consortium has made a formal pitch to take over Skagway's medical clinic. A letter of intent has been sent to the municipality outlining the consortium's vision for the future of healthcare in the borough. Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic has been serving the town's medical needs for over 50 years. The clinic is run by the municipality and funded through a series of grants and tax revenues. Over the last couple of years, high staff turnover has been problematic. In mid-June, Skagway's borough manager, Brad Ryan, floated the idea of bringing in the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, known as SEARCH, to take over the clinic.
They have been a real resource to the community, and we have been talking a lot. They've mentioned a couple of times to me that they would love to be here on a bigger level and maybe even take over the clinic for us. And so we've had lots of conversations back and forth. They've been pretty low level. And finally, I requested, well, if you're really willing to do this, come to town and give us a presentation.
SEARCH is a private, nonprofit tribal healthcare provider with facilities in dozens of Southeast Alaska communities, including Haines. This week, the organization submitted a letter of intent to take over Skagway's public health clinic. One of the provisions in the letter says the municipality will not shop around for other potential operators for at least the next 6 months. It also lays out their goals of expanding services offered in Skagway. SEARCH did not respond to requests for comment. However, according to the letter of intent, it would consider expanding behavioral health, dental, and optometry, though it didn't make any guarantees. Patients requiring any services not offered locally would be referred to SEARCH's main hospital in Sitka. Additionally, the letter spells out the health consortium's sliding scale fee structure, which on paper looks similar to the sliding scale Dahl Memorial Clinic already offers. It also spells out a lease agreement with a purchase option after 5 years. Reba Hilton, chair of the Health Education and Welfare Committee, told KHNS that prevents the municipality from selling the building and land now.
We will revisit that in 5 years on the municipal level, which I believe would have to go through the voters first. But should in the meantime the municipality decide to sell that property, then that would give SEARCH the first right of refusal to purchase it.
On Tuesday night, Skagway's Health Education and Welfare Committee met with the borough manager and a SEARCH representative to go over the letter of intent and answer questions. Assemblyperson Jay Burnham asked SEARCH how they plan to make money while increasing services.
If I was going to acquire a clinic or a hospital and it was losing about $1 million a year, how do you expect to turn that around and make a profit?
SEARCH Representative Heidi Ellsworth replied that not all of their facilities are profitable.
Our goal would be to get it to a break-even state.
According to Skagway officials, the Dahl Memorial Clinic receives federal grants that total a little under $2 million, and the municipality spends an additional nearly $1 million in tax revenue to support its operations. SEARCH went on to explain that the organization pools all grant monies from their various locations, which allows them to funnel money to where it's needed throughout the network. One major change at Skagway's clinic would be the level of community involvement. SEARCH would look to dissolve the current clinic board of directors and establish an advisory council in its place. Current board president Corey Thole told KHNS that the board hasn't established a stance on a deal with SEARCH one way or another, but they do have questions that have not yet been answered.
One of those was a complete comparison of the pricing structure and the cost for services. So, for instance, in the letter of intent, they did, you know, provide the top 10 most billed services, which are appointments. But what wasn't provided was what the clinic currently charges. And so that, I think, is maybe one of the more important aspects to fully inform the community of what it would look like if SEARCH took over.
For now, there are no binding agreements between the municipality and SEARCH, other than to continue negotiations. No major binding agreements will be made without the approval of Skagway voters. Municipal officials say that community input will be encouraged at health education and welfare meetings, assembly meetings, and there will likely be a town hall style meeting prior to a special election. The municipality's ideal timeline, according to Assemblyperson Hilton, is to bring a discussion of the offer to the Assembly in mid-January and then to the voters sometime in March. 1 year ago today, Haines' lives changed forever with what meteorologists estimated to be a once-in-a-200-to-500-year weather event that caused the deadly Beach Road landslide, destroyed roads, homes, and livelihoods. KHNS's Corinne Smith hosted a special edition of Lynn Canal Voice earlier today on KHNS to discuss Haines 1 year after the disaster. Here's a snapshot of that conversation about resilience and its toll on our mental health in the aftermath.
The first anniversary of a disaster can bring about feelings of restlessness and fear, and can inspire days or even weeks of anxiety, flashbacks, or depression. It's important to normalize and attend to those feelings that may arise, says George Kirchner, a Fairbanks-based therapist and disaster mental health specialist with the Red Cross.
The weeks before we become aware of it, we become noticeable, and we begin to have different behavior reactions. We begin to perhaps be more quiet or more active. Either way, these things are normal.
Kirchner says it's important to understand it's common to have strong reactions after a disaster. Difficult experiences and feelings, like a rock in your shoe, must be attended to and processed.
It's something that wants to be noticed. And that pebble in the shoe will feel like a giant rock until we dump it out and figure it's about the size of a grain of sand. But until we get rid of it, let it out, get it out of our shoe, it's going to be difficult to walk comfortably.
Mental health researchers recommend several ways of navigating anniversary reactions. Talk about it, stick to routines, and use coping mechanisms that have worked for you in the past. And don't be afraid of seeking professional help. Matt Jones is a pastor with the Port Chilkoot Bible Church and a member of the Haines Long-Term Recovery Group's Mental and Spiritual Health Committee, and has been counseling Haines residents this last year. He said about 80% are able to navigate through hardships by talking and addressing the experiences, and about 20% need additional support.
Some people took more resources to help, and they had never ask for resources and assistance before. It took them a period of time to learn that that's okay, and that they've been the one giving all this time. It's okay to receive. And actually, when you go through that, whether it's a health crisis or a weather crisis or a financial crisis, actually, when we come through that a year later, it teaches us so much about empathy and being good to others and maybe viewing others' perspective in a little bit broader way.
Mental health experts say disaster anniversaries can also be an important time to recognize and honor losses from the event. It can also be a time for activities and events that promote resilience and healing. Haines is planning a memorial gathering at 1:30 p.m. this Saturday, December 4th, at the Boat Harbor parking lot, followed by a memorial walk to Picture Point. At 2:15 p.m., there will be a dedication, time for reflection, and appreciation of the community and progress made. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.